Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do, and if you decide you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. So check that out when you get a chance. Also, don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, like listen to archives and read articles, lots of things you can do there. Find out more about our Brain Trust members. And remember, every interview we do is archived by the end of the day. So check that out when you get a chance. Dennis Dolan, ladies and gentlemen, is in front of me. He's president and chief executive officer of Best Friends Pet Resorts and Salons. A pet resort. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never heard of such a thing, but he's going to tell us about it right now. Dennis Dolan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, as you know, I'm at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership Innovation in Norwalk, Connecticut. I keep saying Dolce. It's in Norwalk, Connecticut, which is hard by to Stamford and hard by to lots of other places here north of New York City. Dennis, a pet resort? Come on.
Pet resort.
What is exactly a pet resort?
A pet resort is we are a chain of boarding and grooming facilities, centers throughout the United States. We have 39 of them in 18 states. And we take excellent care of our customers' pets.
I'm just imagining, somebody's Shih Tzu laying back on their back, you know, with their little paws up in the air, getting a cucumber eyelet, you know, cucumbers on their eyes, and their little nails being done, and all that kind of stuff. Is that what we're talking?
Well,
here?
In some of our centers, other than the cucumbers, they have that.
The magic stone therapy or whatever.
some of our centers, we have luxury suites for the pets, our vacation villas. They have their own little rooms. Raised bedding.
You're my hero.
TV.
You're my hero, Dennis. I love it when somebody can find that kind of a niche in the marketplace.
It is a wonderful business.
People, their pets are important, aren't they? It's like their children, isn't it?
It is their children. There's absolutely no question. And what we find, the business has grown through a combination of businesses that we've acquired, existing kennels that were owned by usually couples, and from centers that we have built and opened on our own. And what we find is that what really is delivered is the care to the pet, that they are safe, that they are healthy, that they have fun, that they leave happy with their tails wagging.
So while I'm gone,
customers know that.
While I'm gone, that's one thing I don't have to worry about.
You know, it's peace of mind.
Yeah, that's what you're not selling pet care. You're selling peace of mind.
We're selling peace of mind, and it is trust.
Right.
If the customers do not trust us, we have no business.
I have a friend, Joan Pride, who's a regular guest on our show. She's with the Kiplinger editors. They have a dog, a lab, and her in-laws keep the dog when they're gone. And of course, they love the dog. And she calls it, she says, well, I got to take the dog to the spa. And I said, what are you talking about? She's at my in-laws. The dog thinks he's gone to the spa when he's over there. But that's what you do. It's like going to the in-laws, isn't it?
Exactly.
Except my in-laws won't take my dog.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Generally, we find that pet owners will usually look to find someone nearby, a relative, a neighbor, to care for a pet with their way, and then while they're away. And then they would possibly look to us. But I do have an interesting story. We have a center in Westchester County, and two Thanksgivings ago in 2002, our center is closed only about 3-4 days in the year, and one is Thanksgiving Day. But we obviously go in to take care of the pets. And the Thanksgiving morning, they show up at the center to open it up, to start caring for the pets about 7:30. There's a dog sitting on the porch, just waiting there on the porch. So we brought it in.
Like a lost dog or something.
Exactly. And we put the pet in one of our cages in our grooming salon, since we were so full on Thanksgiving. And one of our groomers comes in the next day, because we're open the day after Thanksgiving, says, we know this dog. It turned out it was a dog that we had all boarded at certain times and obviously had groomed. And the owners had, in fact, had gotten someone to care for the dog. The dog had gotten out.
Gotten out.
They didn't know it.
The dog came home.
Dog came home, came to us. So that was a super story.
What a great story.
Yeah.
You made that up, didn't you, Dennis?
I did not make that up.
No, I'm teasing. I couldn't make that one up.
I'm not that creative.
This is a super story. Okay, if somebody wants to do business with you, tell us. I don't want you to tell us the states because we don't have time, but give us the website. That's where they can find out, right?
www.bestfriendspetcare.com.
Bestfriendspetcare.com.
Yes.
What do we find when we get there? What's so special about your website?
You will find, well, first off, we're just redoing the website. It's being relaunched. It was relaunched last week.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of content regarding pet care, from pet health.
So if I don't, I may not want to do business with you yet, but I can go there and find out more about how to take care of my, do a better job of taking care of my pet.
Exactly. Exactly.
What if I got a chinchilla? Can you help me with that?
No, we usually don't.
I deliver the hard-hitting questions here on this show, Dennis.
We do occasionally board some rabbits and ferrets at some of our centers for some of our good customers.
But no chinchillas, no iguanas.
No chinchillas, no horses.
That's livestock. That's
exactly. Well, we've had those requests.
I bet you
we've
have.
Had those phone calls.
All right. How many pets can you handle in the typical center?
Generally, on average, we have capacity of boarding suites of about 150 per center. Some
right.
are larger, some are smaller. Our one here in Norwalk is one of our largest. We have
right.
boarding capacity for about 185.
Okay.
And we have one out in Chicago that is well over, that's about 275.
Wow.
It's very large.
How many employees do you have to have for something like that?
Well, our centers, it is a very seasonal business, obviously geared off travel, particularly
right.
when children are out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And such as right now, our employment throughout the company is probably about 650, 700. But during the summer, we're almost double that
wow.
due to the large volume of, mm-hmm. of pets we have in our care.
Okay. Now, what does it cost to board a pet at a place like yours?
In general, our pricing does vary.
And not counting the cucumber thing. or the magic stone therapy, or anything like that.
In general, it would average something around $30 a day.
Okay.
That
gets
boarding.
Them fed, it gets them walked,
it gets
somebody
them
plays with them.
Exactly.
You know, whatever they might, you know, turns on the television for them, whatever.
Anything. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's approximately
what it would be.
Where do the animals actually stay? What does it look like where they stay in your place?
Well, it does vary from center to center,
yeah.
but virtually all pets have a sectioned two-section suite,
okay.
one of which is slightly smaller where they eat and sleep.
Right.
The other is larger one where they will exercise, and it's a relief patio.
Right.
Our employees.
I have one. My wife has one of those for me, by the way. In my doghouse.
And our associates go around and police our facility all the time. We clean with hospital-grade disinfectant.
Hey, hang on, Dennis. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I got Dennis Dolan in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a great sense of humor and a good sport. I'm having fun here. The Best Friends Pet Resorts and Salon. And when I read Pet Resorts, I said, we got to have some fun with this, folks. We're going to get him to tell us how he runs this business right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar. You like blues, Dennis?
Yes, I do.
That's a good man. Good man. Dennis Dolan, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody who likes blues is a friend of mine. He's the president of Best Friends Pet Resorts and Salons. 39 units around the country?
Yes.
18 states?
Yes.
And growing?
Yes.
Tell us about that business model.
Well, the business model is actually, although we are the largest in this business in the United States, it is a very local business. So all of the centers, it is key in terms of who our managers are, the employees we hire, how we train them, and how we service our customers.
So all politics is local, and all pets is local.
All pets is local, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
What we do find is that as a matter of fact, you had asked about the website. We've relaunched it very shortly. We will be expanding the information in the touch of all of our local centers, featuring our managers and some digital images of all of our centers so customers can see exactly what our centers offer, each one of them.
But you own, as far as a model, you own these centers. These aren't franchises.
We own them all. The company did have an experience with franchise prior to my arriving at it. Due to the high-touch high care franchise is not a model for this business. Mm-hmm. It is very exacting that we need to deliver in terms of pet care and projecting that to
So you've chosen to scale your business in from an ownership standpoint, from a direct expansion, rather than franchising, the franchise angle. And I can see how that would be important that you, because as you say, I mean, these pets are like people's, like their children.
Exactly. When our name goes on in front of a pet care center,
right.
Whether it is a franchise, customers realize it is us. Every time a customer leaves our facility, we give them a card and ask them to give us feedback about their mm-hmm. experience and their pet stay. We hear from about 8% of customers. So we get about 35,000 to 40,000 cards back every year. The vast majority of comments are, everything comes back very positive. Occasionally we do miss the mark,
yeah.
and we do hear something negative, and our managers locally follow up with the customers and make everything right with them.
Tell us about that. See, because I think that's the kind of thing that small business owners miss an opportunity on, that's to get that kind of a peek into your business. That, you know, we think we're wonderful, but we may not always be wonderful, and our customers know when we're not wonderful.
Oh, exactly.
We've got to ask them, though, don't we, most of the time?
We have to ask. We constantly are looking for feedback. And, frankly, you know, I probably field a half a dozen calls with a customer who has a concern every month and follow up. And every one of those, we've been able to make it right for them. This is the business. It is obviously, particularly in the pet boarding and for the grooming, it is a referral business. So we work very closely with vets in the area and with other customers. And it's a type of business where if you like us or you love us, please tell a friend. If there's something wrong, tell us. We want to make it right.
Right. Yeah. You got to have that. Okay. Talk to us about some of the challenges of scaling a business like this.
Frankly, the challenges of scaling the business, as it is with any people, with any business, is attracting and retaining the people who are customers in all of our centers. Who our customers get to know and trust in leaving their pet with.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as a matter of fact, we had a manager change in one of our Midwest centers, and I spoke to one of our customers who was very happy with us, only but she realized that there was a change in managers, and I talked with her and assured her it's someone who's been in the company, had actually relocated from a center elsewhere in the Midwest, and as a matter of fact, I think today they are personally meeting to make sure that customer is
so
comfortable leaving her four dogs with us.
You have that kind of connection with these people, don't you?
Exactly.
And it's not just about taking care of the pets, you got to take care of the owners, right?
Well, the pets can't talk.
Right.
So how we project what we do in the centers and how well and the condition that their pet is returned to them is key to is everything
right.
in our business. So that is, it is so high touch. And, you know, our customers do view them as a member of the family. A year ago, we finally had gotten a pet. My wife has allergies. We leave the dog off at best friends. I am extremely comfortable. I know
right.
where people. My wife is always has this concern. You know, she's concerned. Is our dog Daisy well cared for? And I
right.
always assure her that.
You said, honey, I own the. You know, I'm the president of the company. I promise you, they'll take care of my dog, right?
Oh yeah. And I said, I'm more concerned that they may obviously make sure that all of our other customers' pets
right.
get more attention than our dog Daisy does.
And we get a discount. So let's move on. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Talk to us about we got about 1 minute. How do you capitalize the growth of a business like this?
Ours is it is partially self-financed. As you open a new center, frankly, unlike a restaurant, which normally does very well in the first year, we actually are 3 to 4 years before we mature.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Tell us what
mature
you mean.
Is that you have enough market presence that your occupancy, generally, we average about 40% occupancy mm-hmm. of our suites throughout mm-hmm. the year. We had almost 1 million pet nights last year.
Wow. So what is it? What do you got to do to break even?
Generally, you have to be at around the 25 to 30% range to break even.
So you're going to lose money for the first couple of years.
You may lose it for the first year, possibly 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that people have to understand. But you got to be moving in the direction of not being in that.
Exactly.
Not losing money.
So the markets that we go to and the people that we staff in those centers is critical. So you shorten that ramp
right.
time and accelerate
right.
it as much as you.
Dennis, we got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
It's www.bestfriendspetcare.com, and please visit us.
Friendspetcare.com. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Thank you for being here, Dennis. It's been fun. Thanks for doing
a good
job.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on the business.
Thank you.
Dennis Dolan, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again another day and see how this pet resort thing's going. 29 after, I'm going to be right back with our new friend, Mr. Lou Gagliano. We're going to talk about capitalizing your small business right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.